Today is Saturday, October 4th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. A traffic crash in Richland Center last weekend resulted in an arrest. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones reports that on Sunday at approximately 5:30, the Richland County 911 Communication Center received a report of a motor vehicle accident at the intersection of North Jefferson Street and West Union Street in Richland Center. The crash involved a truck and a motorcycle. The caller reported that two individuals had been ejected from the motorcycle and were lying in the roadway. Responding officers from the Richland Center Police Department and the Richland County Sheriff's Office arrived on scene and immediately provided medical assistance until Richland EMS personnel arrived and assumed care of the injured. Richland Fire also responded to provide traffic control and assist with scene security. During the crash investigation, officers detected a strong odor of marijuana coming from the truck involved in the accident. A search of the vehicle was conducted, resulting in the discovery of 438.2 grams of marijuana. As a result, Jake J. Quick was arrested and tentatively charged with possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver. It's a busy weekend in Richland Center today through Sunday as the community celebrates Center Color Fest. There's the citywide garage sales going on today. The Wheels of Time Hill Country Classic Power Show is being held at the Richland County Fairgrounds through Sunday. Oakwood Fruit Farm Customer Appreciation Days is being held today and tomorrow. Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp is being held today until 7 o'clock this evening, featuring live music and wine tasting. And the Canyon of Lights Parade will step off in downtown Richland Center at 7. On Sunday, we'll feature tours of the A.D. German Warehouse designed by Frank Lloyd Wright at noon, 1 o'clock, and 2 o'clock. The 103rd Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming is being held today at Ithaca Schools. The Kinchy's Pedal Pull gets underway at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and mascot races will be at 1:30. The Hall of Fame ceremony featuring this year's inductees, John Jones and Chris Fry, will be held at 2 o'clock. Dr. Brandon Federley is high school middle school principal at Ithaca.
Both of those people show you just how great the Ithaca community is, how important the school is, and the kind of folks that come out of the school. We're very proud to invite them back. We're very proud to honor them.
Following the ceremony, the homecoming football game versus Royal will kick off at 2:30 this afternoon. Tonight, the homecoming dance will be held at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, the horse show will be at the Anderson Family Quarter Horse Farm at 11. More information about Ithaca's homecoming and school fair can be found on the school website and on the Ithaca Fair Facebook page. We have entered the month of October, and during this time of year, many consumers are storing their summer recreational vehicles so they are protected during the winter. When looking for a storage building, it is best to search for a licensed public warehouse. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
You may have some fun summer toys, think boats, recreational vehicles, or other items that could need storage. And we want everyone to be aware that DADCAP is responsible for regulating public warehouse keepers who store for hire. And what store for hire means is that a public warehouse keeper is paid to maintain custody of another person's stored property. This doesn't include those rental storage units or self-storage, where consumers who rent those types of units assume the responsibility for the safekeeping of the property stored in the rented space, and then they have access to their unit either during normal business hours or maybe, you know, it's 24/7. But in public warehouse keepers, they are licensed by DADCAP and include many types of businesses that store a variety of items for individuals or other businesses. They could include a warehousing company that handles product distribution, maybe a moving company that stores household goods, a vehicle dealership or service center that provides off-season storage for boats, RVs, power sport vehicles, or even farmers who offer an empty barn, shed, or field as a storage space.
When choosing a public warehouse, make sure it fits your storage needs.
We want consumers to make sure that when they are selecting a public warehouse, they consider those storage requirements that they have for the property they are storing. storing, and is the storage they're looking at appropriate for those needs. So a perfect example is if my property is going to be stored indoors or outdoors, that may or may not be appropriate for the type of item that you're going to be storing. We also want to make sure that it's suitable for the products that are stored, but make sure to use a licensed facility. And one way you can do that is by checking out the licensed facilities on our website, because we go through a whole bunch of questions and make sure that they are meeting the requirements of the regulations.
Michelle Reinen also suggests contacting your insurance company in case you need any type of coverage to help protect your stored items.
Public warehouse keepers are required to have insurance that will only cover particular situations. And based on the good that you're storing, that may cover things, but you also may need enhanced coverage for the item that the other factors that aren't covered. So that is something you'll want to talk to your insurance agent about to see if you would want enhanced coverage, again, based on the value of the item.
You can find a list of licensed public warehouses on DATCAP's website at datcp.wi.gov. Also, if you have any questions about public warehouses, or if you are a victim of a scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Richland Center Friendship Quilters Guild is hosting a quilt show at Schmidt Woodland Hills in the second floor activity room this weekend. Numerous handmade quilts made by Quilt Guild members are on display at the quilt show, along with various handmade items to purchase. Cheryl Harris of Boscobel is the featured quilter exhibiting numerous quilts that she has made over the years.
I've been sewing since I was 5 years old. I love to quilt now, and I'm just making quilts for different charities, and I put my quilts in various quilt shows across the United States. I've been at national and international quilt shows, and sometimes I win some of that prize money.
There will be a bed turning ceremony during the quilt show on each day when quilts will be viewed with the telling of each quilt's story.
It's actually a history of quilts, and they talk about some of the different techniques that are used in more detail as they turn the quilt off the bed. And there's a whole stack of quilts on the bed, and it's really quite interesting.
The Richland Center Friendship Quilters Guild Quilt Show is being held today from now until 4 o'clock and tomorrow from 10 until 3 at Schmidt Woodland Hills in the second floor activity room. Admission is free. Wheels of Time, Hill Country Classic Power's annual truck and tractor show is going on today and tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The public is invited to view vintage trucks, tractors, cars, and gas engines, and see sawmill shredding and threshing demonstrations. Paul Posh is coordinating the event.
This is the 42nd year of the show. It started back in 1983. With Dan Schaefer and Mark Welty, they just decided to have a picnic on the first nice weekend in October, and it just kind of has expanded from there to now it includes tractors, trucks, basically anything you'd like to show off, bring it down. We'll find a place for it.
Food will be available all weekend, along with a pie stand, silent auction, and youth exhibit area. A threshing demonstration will begin around 12:30 this afternoon. This afternoon's pedal pull has been replaced with something new.
Well, we were unable to have the pedal pull that we had last year because of conflicts. So we decided that we needed to have something for the young kids to do. So we're going to have a sawdust scramble. We've got some dry shavings. We're going to put down a tarp, and we're going to throw a whole bunch of quarters in it. And we're going to have divided into three groups, 5 and under, 5 to 9, and 9 to 12, 10 to 12-year-olds. And they can go in there and find all the coins.
A truck and tractor parade will also occur this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Bill Gear is coordinating the event.
Guys that want to bring the tractors out in front of the grandstand, we get a ticket from them at the gate with what the tractor is and who they are and where they're from. And we got announcers speaking out there and letting everybody know who they are going through. So
On Sunday, Cowboy Church will start at 8:30 and the threshing demonstration returns at 12:30. Admission to the show at the Richland County Fairgrounds is free. Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show is a unique event with a large variety of vehicles to see. The show will run until 5 o'clock today and from 8 until 3 tomorrow. NHS of Southwest Wisconsin will be hosting an open house today at 123 South Central Avenue in Richland Center from 1 until 4 o'clock this evening.